Now, scientists think they've found huge amounts of water on Mars. The European Mars Express spacecraft got to Mars in December 2003, though it didn't start looking for the water under the surface until mid-2005. It's because they've used a great big radar called MARSIS, which uses a 40-metre-long antenna. And the way they were making that antenna, because you can't fit it in the space rocket because it'd be far too big, the way they deployed it was they were using an explosion to blow the things out sideways. They're very worried it would break, so they made sure they'd done lots of research before they set this radar up, because otherwise they could have broken their spacecraft, and that'd be kind of embarrassing.
Well, it's very expensive too, I should think. You can't really practically go to Mars and fix it, can you?
It's not very convenient, no.
Possible, I wouldn't have thought, is it, at the moment?
Not at all, yeah. It could cost you thousands of billions of pounds, and it would be quite cheap.
I thought we already knew that there was a lot of water on Mars.
Well, they've found quite a lot of water in various places, but there's an ice cap on the South Pole, which is, they know it's covered in carbon dioxide ice. But you can't see under that to see what's under it. They also had no idea how thick it was. Because this radar is a very low frequency, very long wavelength, they can see up to 4 kilometres into the surface of Mars. And looking at the South Pole, they thought that the ground was rising quite sharply. When they actually look at the data, the ground's actually flat. And so there's three or four times more water, more ice cap there than they thought. So it's actually on average about 2.3 miles thick all the way over the ice cap, which is enough water to cover the whole of Mars in 10 metres of water.
That's a lot of water, isn't it?
It's quite a lot of water, although they think from looking at Mars and the way it's been eroded by water, there was originally 10 times more water there. And so the scientists are still looking to try and find the rest of it.
Because it's interesting about Mars, isn't it? Because people notice that there's this massive sea of ice down the bottom end of the polar region, as you said, but it seems to do something funny with the seasons, that in wintertime it changes colour and it becomes much more reflective and whiter, and then summertime it becomes a different colour. And people thought, well, is this some massive sandstorm coming along that kind of covers the ice over in summer and then it refreezes and gets rid of the sand in winter? And actually it was something much more cunning that they found out was going on. And it's carbon dioxide is evaporating, because it's dry ice. The carbon dioxide evaporates, forms little gas tunnels up through the ice, and it fires like a little miniature geyser. I should say geyser. Geyser's wrong, isn't it? Geyser.
Isn't it wicked?
A geyser. It fires little bits of dust and silica particles from the surface up with this arising CO2, which then slowly covers the ice temporarily, and that's why it changes colour. And then, of course, once the Mars goes through its cold winter again, this effect stops, that blows away, pristine ice again.
Oh, very neat.